This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
Did you see Amari Stoudemire? Sean? He is ripping into Tyler Hero. He was on First Take. The retired NBA star said, where's Tyler's focus? He wants to wear the shades. He wants to have his back out in the press conference. He wants to do the gun show. He wants all the entertainment stuff. But where is the focus on basketball? Asked Amari Stoudemire. Oh, wait, isn't he the guy that punched out a fire hydrant? Okay. It was a fire extinguisher, by the way. I'm pretty sure I was covering that game. After the NBA bubble in Orlando, he had a great run in the bubble. And he added, but ever since then, where's the hero? So Stoudemire even taking shots at Tyler Hero. I wonder if, I'm sure somebody gets that to Tyler and somebody puts it out to him, or they send that link on Twitter or something like that, and he sees it. And I hope he reads it. I hope he feels it. I hope he cares. You know, ultimately, that's how you love your athletes. You love Zach Thomas because he cared, bro. And when he lost, it was painful because it's painful for you as a Dolphins fan. You know, Jason Taylor, when he lost, he felt it. I know because I was in that locker room. I covered those guys. And fans love those guys because they sold out. They gave you everything. Pat Surtain, Sam Madison, they give it all to you. Alonzo Mourning gives it all to you. Dan Majerle blows out his back after signing with the Heat, loses weight, and changes his game and plays his ass off. And so does P.J. Brown. And why do you love Jimmy Butler so much? Because he plays his ass off for you. In the Panthers, in the playoffs, who do you love? You love Carter Verhaeghe. Because that son of a bitch is scoring and helping and assisting in every key moment that he possibly can, more than the guys that are getting paid. We love it when our stars sell out. We love it when our stars feel our pain. And we want Tyler Hero to feel the pain of game two, because we want to see him respond in game three. We want to see him care about people taking shots. We want to see him care about the fact that he didn't do enough. And if he says, after winning the Sixth Man of the Year award, that he'd like to be more than that, that he'd like to be a starter, stage is set for you, kid. Stage is set for you. If you don't perform in these playoffs, they'll say, well, we're good with Tyler in the Sixth Man role. But if you perform in these playoffs and you become the second best player on the court, they say, hey, Tyler's got to get in the starting lineup next year. We need to start our best players. We'll find somebody else to play that role. But Tyler's better than the guy we have starting right now. So we'll put Tyler at shooting guard. We'll put Butler at small forward, and we're fine. Let's move forward. But those are the players you love. You love the guys and the women that give you the relentless effort, the sacrifice that they'll sell their bodies, like P.J. Tucker, like Alonzo Mourning, who will come back from a kidney ailment. This is why they end up in your Hall of Fame of hearts, because you know Udonis Haslam is going to be pissed and play his toughest. And when he's up against Dirk Nowitzki, a guy that's 10 times his talent, he stands up to him and slows him down in the NBA Finals. And if he's got to get in a fight, or if he's bloody, or if he's lipped, or if he's pissed off at a referee and throwing his mouthpiece, that's what you want. You want the guy that feels it. That's your athlete. That's your star. That's the guy you buy the jersey for. That's the guy you tell your kid, watch this guy. You see this guy, Pete Rose? That's how you play the game. You see this guy, PJ Tucker? That's how you play the game. We do it all the time. Oh my God, how I admire Alonzo Mourning. Why do you admire Alonzo Mourning? Because he's relentless, because he's fearless, because he wants the ball in the key moments, because it pains him if he doesn't make the shot. So how much do you care, Tyler? How much do you care, Bam? You know, sure, I want Strus to play better and I want Caleb Martin to play better, but I can't demand from those young men what I have to demand from Tyler Hero, the sixth man of the year, and Bam Adebayo, who wants to be called the defensive player of the year, yet you didn't play like one. But you're making that money. You're making that bank. I can't ask any more from Butler. I can't ask any more from PJ Tucker. They're giving me what we need from them. What about you, Tyler? Show me it pains you, kid. Show me it pains you.